On August 17th, the Chattanooga Market will feature Live United Day with the United Way of Greater Chattanooga. I'm speaking with Kelly Knave to find out what we can expect. Live United Day is an annual event for people who support United Way of Greater Chattanooga and their programs, and a way to showcase some of the programs and people involved with the United Way. And Kelly Knave is here with us. What can we expect this year for Live United Day?
This year, on Sunday, August 17th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., United Way is going to be out in force at the Chattanooga Market, and we're going to have face painting. We're going to be signing kids up to receive free books. We're going to be giving children under the age of 5 free learning checkups, and every child who gets a free learning checkup gets a family pass to the Creative Discovery Museum. We're going to have face painting. Several of our agencies are going to be there with games and carnival activities, arts and crafts activities. And so it's really just a really family-friendly day that's fun for the kids. And, of course, it's all free. And since it's at the market, that means you also get to enjoy all the great food out there, all the vendors with all the neat products, and then there, of course, there'll be the musical entertainment. So it's just a great day for people to come out, enjoy themselves, learn a little about the services under education that United Way offers for families and children. But it's also a great opportunity for people to participate and stuff the bus and drop off school supplies, because we will have a huge bus parked out in front of the market where people can drop off their school supplies. And last year, we collected, I believe, $30,000 or a little more than $30,000 in supplies that day. We're really hoping we can do that again this year. For Stuff the Bus, people can still purchase and drop off supplies at all the area Walmart stores, the Walgreens stores, and the Publix, including the new one that just opened on North Shore. So there's lots of ways to participate. We hope everybody will come out and join us at the market on Sunday. But if they don't feel like it, they can just visit a store near them to pick up supplies and drop them off.
You mentioned some of the education programs that United Way of Greater Chattanooga is involved in, especially in early intervention and early education outreach. You're talking about an assessment to determine whether or not your child under the age of 5 is prepared for school. And a lot of times that assessment will simply let you know, yes, they're on track and they're doing great, or maybe you need to look at this and see if you could work with your child a little bit more than that. What's the youngest age that that assessment is useful?
Learning checkups are for children ages 3 months through 5 years old. It does go up to age 5, and that's the cutoff, or 60 months, as we like to say. So 3 months to 60 months old. It's a great way for parents to know that their children are on track developmentally, and it doesn't mean that there's something serious wrong. It could just mean, hey, you may need to spend a little more time with your child doing XYZ. For example, we had someone whose child scored a little low on fine motor skills. He was 3 years old. Well, the reason he scored low is because the mother had never allowed her child to use safety scissors. And that's one of the things, by the time a child is 3 years old, he or she should know how to use scissors. So it was something just as simple as that. One of the things we know is that if there are minor problems, they're usually easier and quicker to deal with and fix and get better results from when you catch them early and deal with them early, as opposed to not finding out or not realizing there's an issue and then not dealing with it until the child's in kindergarten or first grade. So, you know, that's where the learning checkups come in so handy. And, of course, with the free book program, which is also for children under the age of 5, that goes to the whole educational foundation for early childhood education. It starts with literacy. It starts with teaching children words. The Imagination Library program is one of the first we did. We want 100% of children under the age of 5 to get those books. Right now, you know, our first goal is to get to 65% of all children in Hamilton County. And I think we're maybe about 900 children away from that goal. So if you have a child under 5 and you're not getting a free book every month, bring them to the market on August 17th and we will get your children signed up for free books.
The Imagination Library is basically from birth to age 5, and they will send a book each month that is age appropriate for that child. If a family has more than one child under the age of 5, will they get a book for each child?
Yes, every child gets a book with their name on it. And if the children are different ages, there's a chance, because the books don't always stay the same. You know, some of the books, they will be getting the same books, but some of the books will be different. So, but for the kids, getting that book and having their name on it, they get excited about that. And that's the whole thing, is if you can raise a child who loves reading, chances are that child's going to do well in school. They're going to make all their grade transitions successfully. They're going to be a good reader in third grade and fourth grade, which are your critical turning points. And then they're probably going to be more likely to finish high school successfully and graduate on time. And we know that people who do that tend to be more successful in navigating careers and employment. They're less likely to ever need public assistance. That's a very big goal, but people don't realize for high school graduation, it starts as early as 3 months old.
Live United Day is Sunday, August 17th at the Chattanooga Market from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the First Tennessee Pavilion. For more details about Live United and Stuff the Bus, visit the web at liveunitedchattanooga.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.